USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden formally announced his over $2 trillion infrastructure plan that he claimed would be the largest investment in American jobs since World War II. The Biden plan would allocate $621 billion for transportation-related infrastructure. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, no plan of the bill.
This has been an administration of the government, by the government, for the government. The only thing it appears they're in favor of is more government spending, more taxes, and more government power over your life.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News. Oil prices are climbing ahead of today's meeting in Vienna, where OPEC and its allies will discuss whether to continue curbs on production. International benchmark crude up to $63.79 a barrel in West Texas. Intermediate crude is up $1.10 to $60.26 a barrel. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Beijing continues to make sweeping changes that overhaul Hong Kong's independence over China. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens explains.
China bypassed the legislature of Hong Kong by imposing sweeping changes to the electoral system that creates power by Beijing to vet anyone attempting to run for political office. Ed Price is the U.S. State Department spokesman.
The changes, which will establish a committee to vet candidates for office based solely on their loyalty to Beijing and diminish the proportion of directly elected members of the Legislative Council, will severely curtail meaningful pluralism and representative governance in Hong Kong.
Many see this as the latest move by China to dismantle the pro-democracy efforts of 2019 that rattled the authoritarian government in Beijing. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
More news found online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
As mask mandates continue to go away, a member of the Biden administration's health team is telling people to hold on just a little bit longer.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court struck down Governor Tony Evers' mask mandate on Wednesday, saying that he overstepped his authority when he issued an extension of the order after the state legislature had voted to repeal the original one. Wisconsin joins a number of other states who have pulled back on their public health efforts against COVID-19 in recent weeks, something Dr. Anthony Fauci says will delay our recovery from the virus. The White House's chief medical advisor tells CNN that with accelerating vaccination rates, we just need to hold on a little bit longer to achieve the needed protection against the virus.
Every day that goes by, we get closer and closer to a greater degree of protection. So now is just not the time to pull back and declare premature victory. It's just not the time. Hang in there a bit longer. We're going to get through this. As more people get vaccinated, there's going to be a greater umbrella of protection over society. That's why we're saying over and over again, just hang on, continue to do the public health measures, and then we could pull back later when we get a greater degree of protection from the vaccines.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
No April Fool's joke, but it's going to cost more to buy toilet paper. The company that makes Cottonelle, Scott, and Viva brands saying they're raising prices due to the cost of raw materials rising. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.